Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome, Bobber the Safety Dog. Thanks for being here this afternoon. My name is Tom Heinold. I'm the Chief of Operations for Rock Island District of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And welcome, everyone, to the 50th anniversary celebration of Lake Red Rock. Our staff has been very busy this season to ensure that this dam was able to accomplish its primary mission, which is flood control. Earlier this season, there were 90,000 cubic feet per second headed into this lake at its peak flow. That's more than an Olympic-sized swimming pool every second flowing in to Lake Red Rock. Downstream, we were able to limit the flow to less than half that, preventing flooding downstream on the Des Moines River and even lessening the effects of flooding downstream on the Mississippi River, believe it or not. It's a great asset that we have here. I'm not alone when I say I'm very, very glad to see Lake Red Rock just a few feet from Conservation Pool. It's been a long season for all of us. So I thank our staff and volunteers and the Lake Red Rock Association and everyone that has been so instrumental in keeping this Lake Red Rock asset for our community, our region, even the nation. Our staff has worked tirelessly to keep this lake safe for the public during the flood, and they've worked really, really hard to return our recreation areas, our picnic areas, campsites, boat ramps, and this lovely beach right here at North Overlook, to return them to service as soon as possible, safely and efficiently after the flood went away. You know, it takes a strong leader at the top of every organization to make this all happen. So what I'd like to do now is introduce Colonel Steve Sattinger. He is our district engineer and district commander for Rock Island District. As an Army engineer officer, he has served in several stateside assignments. He has served overseas in Bosnia and Korea, and has even done combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, where he earned the Bronze Star Medal, in addition to many other military decorations that are just too numerous for me to mention here. As our district engineer and district commander, he commands a very diverse staff of park rangers, engineers, scientists, operations and maintenance personnel, and various other disciplines that deliver inland navigation, flood control, recreation, natural resource management, environmental stewardship, and many other missions that deliver a direct benefit to the American public throughout five major river basins in five states. So we're very glad to have Colonel Sattinger here this afternoon to say a few words to mark 50 years of service to the nation for Lake Red Rock. Please help me welcome Colonel Sattinger.
All right, well, good afternoon, everybody, and really thank you for being here. I am so honored to be the commander on the 50th anniversary of Lake Red Rock. This will be somewhat interactive. Did anybody come to Red Rock today to hear me speak? Be honest, raise your hand. Hey, yes, I knew at least one of my employees would raise their hand, so thank you, Stephen. I will be honest, so most of you didn't raise your hand, and so I'll be brief, because there's a lot of great things going on at Red Rock tonight. And we'll go ahead and get started as soon as I'm done. So I want to talk about three things. I want to talk about people, places, and things, but I'm going to do it in reverse order. I'm going to start with the thing that we're all here today for, and that thing is the dam that's right behind you. So it's 1 mile long. Lake Red Rock's dam is 1 mile long. It's 110 feet high, thousands of tons of concrete and steel, millions of cubic yards of dirt, some fascinating facts over at our visitor center. The trains, if all that dirt was loaded onto a train, it stretched from here to past Chicago. So that is something else. 9 years, $88 million from 1960 to 1969 to build it. And it really is, it's a technological marvel. You know, there's sensors, there's protection against seepage, there's protection against seismic activity. It has sluice gates, it has 44 foot tall, five of them, Tainer gates that control the flow. And it's created, that thing has created the largest lake in the state of Iowa. And that's the place I want to talk about. So that's Lake Red Rock, not the dam, but the lake. But I don't want to forget that there was something here before the lake. The Des Moines River Valley existed, obviously, before the lake buried it. There was a town called Red Rock. There was a Friendship Tree where the mile-long bridge currently is. There was a place here before that, but this lake has created a new place. It drains a 12,000 square mile watershed. Tom talked about its primary function. It is a flood control reservoir, and its job is to collect every single drop of water in that 12,000 square mile watershed and control its flow further downriver. Some of you probably know it was the wettest 12 months in continental United States history, the wettest 12 months in Iowa history for sure. And that lake right there, that dam, this place, has prevented untold millions of dollars of damages this year. In its lifetime, from 1969, my last data is for 2015, has protected about $700 million worth of damages, so nearly a 10-to-1 return. We don't have the numbers for this year. I have no doubt that it's another $10 to $20 million at least. The water in Natoma would have been 5 foot higher without this dam. The water at Keokuk would have probably been 3 to 4 foot higher. The water at Quincy would have been 4 foot higher. And that would have overtopped countless levees, would have damaged hundreds of towns further downriver. So that's what this place does. It does flood control. But something else it does is it helps us and help the environment. So Tom mentioned environmental stewardship, one of our big missions. This place, this ecosystem, prairies, forests, wetlands, shorelines, there's 50,000 acres of environment out there that is managed by us, by the Corps of Engineers, using the best science and the best engineering we have to make it a great place for wildlife, to make it a great place for people, the flora, the fauna, the fish, and the fowl. That's what our rangers really do, is take care of the environment and steward this environment. But there's one more thing this place provides, and I don't want to forget that because I think it's probably why you're all here. It's recreation. And recreation is really all about people. So that's the last thing I want to talk about. There are over 1 million visits to Lake Red Rock in a year. That's $20 million or more in economic activity that supports over 700 jobs. We do it on a shoestring budget, this recreation mission. We do it with not near enough to provide the campsites, the trails, the playgrounds, the boat ramps, all the things that this lake provides. And we do it because we have partners. So I do want to recognize some of our partners. First, because of the weekend it is, Balloon Fest. What a great event. Organizers and sponsors of Balloon Fest are great partners with Lake Red Rock. I don't want to neglect Pella and Knoxville and Marion County, the state of Iowa, DNR. We have partners all up and down this lake who really help us put this mission together. But more than anything else, I want to recognize the Red Rock Lake Association, which has been around, I've heard today, 1 year longer than the lake itself, since 1968. And they are really responsible for all the things that we can't do in that shoestring budget. We have lots of rules and regulations and laws that prevent us from doing all the things we would like to do, and the association helps us get that. So I would like to give those guys a round of applause. That's the scout over there, Matt's over there. A whole bunch of them around. And then I also want to give another kind of really unsung hero of the lake a shout out, and that's our volunteers. So we have over 200 volunteers every year that come and work at Red Rock, and they put in over 15,000 hours of volunteer work. And it probably goes without saying, that means that's unpaid, right? So 15,000 hours in the kind of abbreviated season we have is the equivalent of 30 full-time employees in the 6 months that the lake's open. That's more than we have paid employees here. And we get that because of the dedication of our volunteers. And I see a whole bunch of them around here. So how about a round of applause for our volunteers too? All right, and then lastly, the people who are paid to work here, the staff at Red Rock, dedicated federal employees who are absolutely committed to the mission here, to their flood mission, to the environmental stewardship mission, to the recreation mission. They are experts at what they do. They're underappreciated. They work long hours. This place is open 24/7. They keep the people safe. They keep the public safe. They keep the lake operating. And I can't tell you, as their commander and as their district engineers, how proud I am to be associated with them, how honored I am to work with all of them every day. So please, for our employees and the staff here at Red Rock, please let's give them a round of applause too. So people, places, and things, that's what I wanted to talk about. Yep. Thanks, Bobber, you got it. Three things, I'm done. We're gonna go ahead and say 50 years, and I'm not done there yet. Bobber's gonna help me cut the cake in a second. 50 years gone, let's go ahead and have 50 great more years, and I hope the next commander has as much fun 50 years from now rededicating this place again for the next century as I did tonight. So thank you all very much, and Bobber, if you would, please come on join me for cutting the cake.